rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Good morning. It is Sunday, the week of July 22nd in the year of our Lord 2018. You are listening to Center of the Sun, your favorite culture, society, and science podcast. Thank you for listening. This episode is brought to you by BP Coffee. Well, the caffeinated part of it. But I went to get coffee this morning from BP and I started playing The Walking Dead Our World game on my phone, and I am not a video game player at all. The fact that I have this game on my phone is honestly a shock to me personally, but because I am a huge fan of The Walking Dead, I went ahead and downloaded it last night without any, it was advertised to me on Twitter, and the only reason why I was prompted to buy it and we even thought twice about buying it was because I watched the Apple developer conference this year in June about augmented reality, and ever since then my mind has been fucking blown. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about augmented reality today. We're going to talk about video games. I'm like, I don't know anything about video games, but we're going to learn something else. We're going to learn something together. Also, we're going to have to talk about Trump again. Because Donald Trump is not our president anymore. Vladimir Putin is our president, and we deserve answers. By golly. Also, this episode, we're talking about Cardi B's baby culture. Yeah. I was listening to the Read podcast the other day, and I was kind of surprised by some of the comments, because they were reading Cardi B, but actually, I think Cardi B's kind of a genius, and so is Crystal. So, thank you for listening. You are listening to Center of the Sun. We're going to get started with society. So we are going to switch it up in terms of our news source today, because I wanted to talk about Donald Trump's ass again. I'm referencing an article from the Chicago Tribune, chicagotribune.com. It was an opinion piece written by a woman named Stephanie Lindquist, and it was written 2 days ago titled, "Has Trump Violated His Oath of Office and Committed Treason?" if she was asking me that question, I would definitely resoundingly say yes, because the job of the president is not to support his business or his own personal interests. It's to support the interests of everybody in the United States, because we elected you to represent us. You represent us. And you vow to do that when you take office. So the Chicago Tribune is breaking down what the oath of office is, because there's this question of, like, is it legally binding? When you say, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of the president, are you bound with that by law? And some, according to the Chicago Tribune, some legal observers believe, quote, that the presidential oath reflects a unique personal duty to shield the Constitution from external and internal threats to its integrity and sustainability. So, Trump, how are you in Russia, in Helsinki, wherever the fuck that is, throwing us under the bus as your nation, as your constituents? I'm like, I don't get it. So Trump went to, so I don't know if you're aware, so I'm just jumping right into just Trump, because it's like you can just pick any day and there's some sort of scandal going on. But anyway, Donald Trump recently went last week to Russia. For what reason? We're still trying to figure that piece out. That was a scandal in and of itself. So the fact that he's there meeting with the biggest enemy of the United States, Russia. The second biggest is probably North Korea. For various reasons, and you could probably argue who's more evil, us or them or whatever it is, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, because they're not our ally, we have to be very cognizant of their actions and cognizant of how people perceive how we interact with them. So when Trump plans a trip that has serious political implications for our foreign allies, it gives everyone pause. So Trump, in his infinite wisdom or lack thereof, has been trying to destroy our government. And I don't think it's him, actually. I think it's Russia working through Trump to destroy our government, through just mess and drama. He's creating discord. He's creating a situation in which violence would be an option. So, yeah. So basically, let me back up. So basically, Trump, his whole presidency can be argued, the legitimacy of his presidency can be argued, because we suffered, America, we were the victim of a cyber attack, which is very common because the internet is like... It never struck me as true, but people are just dumb enough to believe anything that they see, so it is what it is. So actually, Trump is really our fault, but we can blame Russia too, because they need to keep their fucking Twitter fingers to themselves. Anyway, so the whole time, Trump has been fighting this whole case around, did you cheat the election? Were you working with Russians? which they have proven and they're continuing to prove that Trump, yes, indeed, cheated and worked with the Russians, and so did his ugly ass family. Yes, every single one of them bitches are butt ugly, looking like some ugly ass children of the corn, basically. That's what they look like. And I can't believe I even actually used to watch his goddamn show back in the day. I'm still mad about that. But anyway, I believe that Trump has violated his oath of office by not protecting the United States and not defending the Constitution of the United States. So let's even just like not even talk about Russia. Let's talk about the right to due process. It's guaranteed under the Constitution. Our legal system is not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but at the very least, those immigrant people that were put in jail automatically without due process, they are guaranteed due process. And under Trump, guess who took away their due process and violated the Constitution and then got caught for it and now has to fix it? It's stuff like that where it's like, you're not defending the Constitution. You're actually doing the exact opposite, and you an asshole for it too. And you're going to hell. And so are your supporters. So if you support Trump, I just saw this on Twitter the other day. If you're wearing a Make America Great hat, Make America Great Again hat, you're a racist. And you support racism. So it's your choice. What are you reading in the news? Email me, host@centersun21.com. There are lots of stories and things out there that I typically don't see because I'm so busy. And I read the New York Times. I have a subscription, but even that, you know, there's not one source of news that you should rely on. So if you have any suggestions for stories that you would like me to read aloud on the show, please email me, host@centersun21.com. And I will share it with the masses. So also, I wanted to take a minute to thank you. Speaking of the masses, the supporters of this show have been awesome. The show's doing very well, and from my perspective, and I want to thank all of you again for listening. Please subscribe to the feed, wherever you get your podcast, please subscribe to the feed, because every Sunday we're promoting the culturally iconic existence of LGBT people of color, specifically men who have sex with men, specifically black gay men. But you know what? I thank everybody for their support, and more to come, because the reason why the podcast is called Center of the Sun is not because I'm just like some creative man. It's because I'm trying to create a wheel with spokes, if you know what I mean. I've always had an interest in digital media, and for some reason, turning 30 has reignited my entire original thoughts about my life. When I was 16, 17, trying to pick a career and trying to figure out what I wanted to do, guess what I picked? Yeah, digital media. And guess what? I was exactly discouraged from obtaining or aspiring to study in school. I was discouraged from studying digital media. And guess what I'm doing? I'm like, you know yourself the best. I don't know why I ever doubted myself. Because you let other people into your, what do we call it? What is it? What the fuck? Your reality. You let other people encroach into your reality, and they tell you things that are based on their opinion, and so your life gets fucked up from it. You let other people tell you what to do, and you let other people distract you from your goal in life. And that's what happened to me. But you know what? You live and you learn, and it's all about the process, and you have to trust that process. And I wanted to actually bring up somebody on Twitter that I was reading. His name is Denzel, no, not Washington, though. Something like that. Let me look. Let me pull up Twitter. pull it up on my phone because my freaking Ethernet has been an asshole lately. Let me see if I can get it on the computer here. On the call up the internet here. Yeah, so let me see. Oop, I just bumped the whole microphone. Anyway, technical difficulties, but that's okay. We live and we learn up in this bitch. But I wanted to direct you to somebody on Twitter. And I was actually, like, shocked. Because it's not often that I get my life on Twitter. Normally, I'm, like, ignoring a lot of people. So this person is named, let's see, Denzel at pixelpushes.com. Pixel, PIXELPUSHAS.com. Pushes, not pusher. No Not Washington is his at on Twitter. It's his screen name on Twitter. And he had this whole thing. You know how you get on Twitter and you see this random ass tweet and you're like, what the fuck? Well, maybe I guess people don't actually read on Twitter. But that's actually one of the reasons why I like Twitter, is because like you have to, you're like forced to read, and there's like wit and like sarcasm and all kinds of stuff going on. And if you're not a part of the if you don't know what's going on, if you're not a part of the conversation, you will be lost. So, and you literally don't have a purpose. You'll just scroll right past it and it won't make any sense to you. But if you know what you're doing, you know, it can be very profound. So I was scrolling, very odd conversation, but I was scrolling through Twitter because it just proves that like there's this level of just like stalking that people do online that I'm not always comfortable fessing up to. But I retweeted this guy at No Not Washington, and I retweeted this tweet that quote, most straight black men have to do better. And he goes on saying, I love knowing who I am and being comfortable with it in any space, and that I've allowed myself to really experience the joys of life without hating myself at the same time. And that I found that tweet from, it's just like this rabbit hole you go into. You click on one thing and you click on another, and then you find yourself on somebody's page and you scroll down and then you start reading, and then you see this thing and then you start reading more and you're like, what the fuck are they talking about? But he was talking about integrity of oneself and being able to interact with your peers and interact with your people in your life in a way that benefits you in both parties involved. So, but it requires this level of personal development. And that struck me as brilliant because I don't think a lot of people realize that is what it takes, is like you can't help anyone unless you help yourself, and that you're actually hurting other people by not first fixing yourself. So what does that mean? Well, for me, I think self-expression is one of the highest forms of consciousness. So being able to take what's in your mind, synthesize it through whatever voice, hands, body, whatever it is, whatever output, whatever hardware you got to work with, being able to express yourself through your words or through your voice or through your art or whatever it is, that is a way that you can work on your personal self, because you don't, it's just like dreams. We don't really understand why dreams exist, but we can kind of, and we've been talking about neurology and neuroscience on this show, and we don't really understand how dreams exist, and we don't really understand how consciousness works, and we don't really understand how our environment affects us, but we do understand how we react. We do know how it feels. We have a frame of reference, we just can't explain it, so you have to start doing the work to figure out how it feels. You have to shed the bullshit, and you have to get back to your core. So, so this No Not Washington man on Twitter, he was referencing people who kind of use the internet as their self-expression, but in this nasty way, and in I would call it evil way. Excuse me. And I messaged him privately to be like, can I use this exact quote on Twitter? Because I don't think a lot of people realize the extent to which they make themselves look like complete assholes on Twitter. And this no-nut Washington gentleman was very eloquent with that, with those 240 characters. Just being like, you know what? You have to shift your energy. You have to start focusing your energy in a different way, because you're not doing anyone any favors. And then he went on to tweet, I'm just kind of like over here doing my thing, and if you want to work with me, or if you want to focus energy in this direction, by all means, let's do it. But otherwise, get the fuck off, you know, the internet. So thank you, No Not Washington, for your culturally iconic existence, because I don't think a lot of people, I think it's easier for people to go negative. Actually, I don't think it is actually easier to go negative. That's why the internet is so rich with negativity, and we feed off of it. That's why, you know, supply equals demand. So let's start demanding peace. Let's start demanding just a shift in the way that we start thinking about ourselves and thinking about everybody else, because the government and the world and all these people, it's not getting better. So us relying on other people to make us feel good, or us relying on other people to solve our problems, is not going to happen. We have to start solving them ourselves, and it starts with yourself. Like, literally, like, how are my chemistries? How is my hematology? You know, like, let's start with, like, the things that we can measure. And then let's start looking at mental health. Mental health is not an option for you. Let's look at other forms of expression, other forms of therapy, other forms of self-care, because y'all looking real sad out here. Which is fine. No judgment, because I'm just as sad. But I'm just not expressing it on the internet through, like, shade and hate and stuff like that. And if I do, allocate hate. I literally have a budget of, like, how many times I control somebody, because it comes to a point where it's like, should I speak? Like, should I go ahead and just allow myself to feel good about being smarter than somebody, or should I just let it go? And most times I let it go, because I don't want to perpetuate bad energy, because if you've been listening to this show, everything, you know, the things that we're told are true about the world, I encourage you to open your mind and think about all of the possibilities. If you've been listening to Center of the Sun, we've been talking about Brian Eagleman, a neuroscientist that I've been obsessed with for the last, like, 10 years, because he came up with this term called possibilianism, where it's kind of a neutral way of thinking about the world. So if you are a religious person or an atheist person, or if you have, if you want to learn more about the world, but you don't really know where to start, his method of inquiry is all around creating a space where literally anything is possible. You start, your foundation is that anything is possible, and then you start importing the tools of science to help you figure out the best answer. And you don't make a decision about what is true and what is not true until you've satisfied all of your, you've used all the tools in front of you. And then you get back to the point, and then it only leads to more ignorance. So it's this rat race of seeking information, which I find very exciting. For other people, they want answers. They want black and white things. they don't like gray areas in life. That's fine too. But don't come over here telling me what's true and what's not true unless you've gone through the process of inquiry and of research, because I'm a clinical researcher. I'm about to take my clinical research credential, whatever, in October, hopefully. And so I value the process of questioning and the process of inquiry and the process of curiosity, because the next galaxy is 60 billion light years away. Just try to just like imagine that like amount of space and time. Like, you can't. You know, it's stuff like that where it's like, why would I ever choose to just settle that like everything is basic? Because it's not. You're not basic. I'm not basic. It seems basic, like, because this is how we live our life, but like, we live in a very advanced time in terms of science, and we are highly advanced beings, whether you like it or not. Even the dumbest person, even the person that can't get anything is still like, we're more advanced than any other being on this planet or that we know of. So we should start acting like it. Black, person of color, brown, yellow, whatever, however you identify yourself, you need to start putting that energy, whatever energy you're expending on the internet, you need to start putting it into yourself, because I promise you're like some sort of supernatural being, and only if you like realize it. So anyway, what are your thoughts? Do you think you're a supernatural being? Tweet me if you're a supernatural. Tweet me at CentralSun21. Hashtag I'm an angel. Hashtag I'm an angel. If you feel like you are a supernatural being, because I do actually believe angels exist. Now, whether or not they're white angels or they serve white God, that's another story. But I feel like I've had angels. That's how I have this fucking show. I'm like, how do I... Yeah, I'm writing this song about patience being a virtue. It's very interesting. But anyway, we're going to talk about Cardi B's baby next. Crystal on the podcast got my mind. She sparked a few thoughts. So thank you for listening. Center of the Sun. Email me, host@centersun21.com. I promise I know my own email address. Thank you for listening. Next, we're talking about culture with a K. Welcome back, Center of the Sun podcast. Thank you for listening. Your favorite culture, society, science podcast. Thank you for listening. Today I'm promoting the culturally iconic existence of people of color. But right now, earlier I was talking about at No Not Washington on Twitter for giving me a little bit of inspiration for today's show about integrity and how one, when you interact with somebody on the internet, you're doing that in public. So you have to, you know, there are certain things that you need to be cognizant of because you're making yourself look real dumb. Thank you, No Not Washington, for giving me a little bit of perspective this morning. So another thing about integrity is one's name, you know? So I take pride in my name. I have a full, my name is Devon, and I have a full D and apostrophe, double consonant, you know, separating my D and my V. and from where because of where I'm from, and we talk, we our proximity to whiteness and how we talk is what people consider white, which is absurd, but at the same time, it's a good descriptor, because that's exactly how the world was made, was white supremacy, so it is what it is. And so as you think, if you've ever studied the culture of like how black people name their children, it's very interesting. And luckily, I was born in a time where it was common for you to choose a traditionally non-Anglo-Saxon name. So it's not a Christopher or a John or any of those, you know, kind of names. But I got a very black name, a black man name. As confirmed, if I go to Facebook and I search for my spelling of my name, 99.99% of the people that come up are black men, and there's one white woman and one white man. They're probably French or something, but every day people always think I'm French because my name, the way my name is spelled. But anyway, Cardi B just had her baby. Congrats to Cardi B. I'm in love with Cardi B. I have been. She's literally the only reason why I ever watched Love and Hip Hop, and she's the reason why I currently don't watch it, because she's not on it. So Cardi B had her baby recently. Finally, goddamn. I'm like, how long has she been pregnant? Oh my god. Like, she's been pregnant for like a year. Like, Bodak Yellow came like a year ago. Like, she's been pregnant since then. But I guess 9 months prior. But whatever. She named her baby Culture. And of course, in normal fashion, Twitter was in an uproar, because who would name their child Culture with a K? Well, my double consonants and my apostrophe, I can't really talk about nobody else's name, and I actually kind of think it's cute. And I didn't really think anything of it past the time when she had the baby, like last week, like 1 week ago today or something. Offset's already facing jail time, like lifetime in jail. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with these people? But Cardi B named her baby Culture with the K, and it made perfect, and it didn't make sense prior to Thursday of last week, because I listened to The Read faithfully every Thursday with Crystal and Kid Fury, and they made this comment. They were talking about Cardi B. The whole episode was named Culture with a K, and they were talking about Cardi B's baby, and they were talking about like, oh, like, why would you name it? Like, they were talking about all these reasons. They were talking about all these different aspects of why they would name the baby Culture. And Crystal made this comment about thinking immediately about bacteria when she heard Kid Fury mention the baby's name. So she didn't even think about like the societal level of culture, but she thought about microbiology, like we're going all the way down to microscopic level culture. And while she exhaled that signature laugh, Crystal catalyzed a thought. I like to call them thought clouds or thought experiments. It just started inside of my brain. I didn't really understand what was happening, because it's like when you think of something, when you spark an idea, it's like everything you ever thought about that thing is now coming to the forefront, and you're trying to stop it, because I'm listening to The Read. I don't want to distract myself with extra thoughts. So it kind of ported me back, or you know, teleported me back to one of the earlier episodes of Center of the Sun. Because what did we talk about at the beginning of Center of the Sun? At the beginning of the Center of the Sun podcast, we started talking about the resident microbiota. And a topic like that struck my mind. That topic struck my mind, even though they were moving on to the next topic, because they were talking about Tyrese. You know, they had no, it was just like this weird progression of a conversation that had nothing to do with science. But Crystal made this one comment about how she just thought, when she thought about the word culture, she thought about a steaming pile of bacteria. But I'm like, wait. And then they're moving on, and they're laughing and moving on. You know, it's really stupid the way that, you know, she's like, oh, I'm like, why did I think of bacteria? But I'm like, Crystal, you're right, though. You're a genius. Because we don't know much about the human body in terms of like the culture of bacteria that is teeming inside of us, but But what we do know is that there are approximately 10 trillion cells in the human body. Only 10% of those 10 trillion cells are human. So we have 10 trillion cells in our body. Only 10% of them are human. What are the other 10%? That's the fucking culture of bacteria. Like, literally, we are hosting microbiota. So I don't know, from Crystal's perspective, seeing a baby as a steaming pile of collection of culturing bacteria is actually not far off. It's actually closer to what I would... Yeah, it's actually probably closer to what... If Cardi B was to pick something, Cardi B is actually smart. She probably did pick it because it was a play on words. And maybe Crystal and Cardi B are actually the geniuses. Hear me out. So the human body are composed of 10 trillion cells. The baby is a steaming pile of bacteria. And inherently, we don't know how this microbiota interacts with us. So, but we just know that we're the hosts, and that they release chemicals in our bodies that keep us alive. So we eat, we work out, we expose ourselves to the elements or other pathogens or anything, and we keep them alive. Symbiosis, bitches. So yeah, a baby is literally a steaming pile of bacteria. Why is that important? Well, because I think as a culture, and no pun intended, but I think we're on this trend of baby names that people are like, wait, what? Why did Beyonce name her child Blue Ivy? Why did Kim Kardashian name her child Saint West or whatever the fuck it is, Northwest, whatever? And then Cardi B named her child Culture, and I'm like, I hope that baby is a scientist, a microbiologist, because that would be a lit ass name, and then contribute to the culture, and then keeping it real black with the K. Maybe I just see things that other people don't see in terms of just like intelligence, but yeah, I don't automatically discount any, especially mothers who put time and effort, thus sit for 9 months thinking about that child's name. Why wouldn't she name it a weird, interesting name? And then why wouldn't she have facts to back it up? Like, bitch, you are a culture of bacteria. You are a steaming pile of bacteria through which you get your entire life. So, I'm just saying, I think it's cool shit. When you think about science in different ways, it's not just, because I'm not a scientist, I'm a citizen scientist. So I like to just know shit. But anyway, also, let's bring up augmented reality. I think I was talking about that earlier. I was playing motherfucking Walking Dead. I'm gonna pull it up. Walking Dead, Our World. And I don't know if you have an iPhone, but you better get one, because these bitches out here. So it's basically Pokemon Go with zombies, but Pokemon Go is hashtag basic because it's like 2-3 years later. And now augmented reality. So that was virtual reality, I think, or whatever was Pokemon Go. Augmented reality. I'm fighting zombies on my street. Look at my website, www.centersun21.com. I'm gonna post a few videos. I'm gonna share a few videos there, or you can find me on Twitter. But it's really cool. They basically are like, here's like a little game. They have your little map of your street or whatever. And I just went to get coffee, and I don't even play video games, and I'm excited. It's kind of cool. The only thing I didn't like about it was, because I was near my house, it was like the interface between the cellular data and the Wi-Fi from Spectrum, it kept cutting out because I was walking past my house. But other than that, just like, get away from your own Wi-Fi or turn it off or choose one. But you can't really go nowhere without with the Wi-Fi on, because the Wi-Fi will eventually you know, there's a limit to how far it goes. So, have you tried playing The Walking Dead, Our World, augmented reality game? What is augmented reality? That's actually what, I'm kind of worried. It's cool as fuck, though. So, let's go to, let's find a good source here. Well, basically, the dictionary, let's go to Apple. The dictionary has a definition of it, but I'm like, I don't know. So Apple says, imagine if the line between the virtual and the real world simply didn't exist. Your classroom could become the cosmos. The past could become the present. And familiar could be like nothing you've ever seen. With the iPhone and iPad, those experiences are not only possible, they're here. Augmented reality is a new use of technology and transforms how you work, learn, play, and connect with almost everything around you. And it's just the beginning. Welcome to the new world. I don't know if y'all understand what this means. Please, somebody explain it to me, because I think computing just leaped again. It just leaped. Like, what? So I can play, so in the gaming world, I can play zombies on, and it looks like it's happening on my street in perfect proportions. And so if they're gonna, it's gonna be able to like, let us like, imagine taking a picture of your room or like taking a video of your room or I don't even know. And then like placing furniture in it in the augmented reality, or like navigating a map, or it's weird. I don't get it. I feel dumb. Like when I was like, I'm like getting excited. I feel really stupid because I've never seen anything like it. But anyway, send me your thoughts, host@centersun21.com. What are your thoughts today? There are lots of things going on in the world. Do you have anything new and exciting for science? Because I think augmented reality is going to improve the way we learn and how we do things. It's so weird. I'm so happy that I have enough money to have an iPhone, because I don't think Samsung has this, do they? If they do, it's hashtag basic, because that's Android for you. I'm like, this stuff is so cool. So go to the Apple website. I'm just going to link it on the blogs, www.centersun21.com. I'm just going to link it there, just to go check it out yourself, because never have I ever. I don't even play video games, and I'm out here fighting zombies, like, through fences and... Yeah, so there is like a barrier, so you can't get too close. There's like a distance away. It's not perfect science. You're not like touching them or nothing, but it's not like a video game. It's like they insert, I don't know how to explain it. It's cool, whatever it is. So that's it for today. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. Thank you for listening to Center of the Sun podcast. Your favorite culture, society, and science podcast every Sunday, promoting the cultural iconic existence of people of color. Thank you again at This Is The Read and at No Not Washington on Twitter for giving me inspiration for today's episode, because I got wrapped up writing a song this week about, it's called Virtue. And hopefully we'll release it at some point. I want to release a video with it, though. So hopefully I can be a digital media guru. Thank you again. Email me, host@centersun21.com. Have a good Sunday.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.